Conversations Chai and Chat is a safe and open space for young adults to dive into real, unfiltered discussions about relationships, mental health, and everything in between. We're here to break the stigma, share experiences, and support each other through honest conversations over a cup of chai. We understand that some topics may be sensitive or triggering. If you need support, please reference our bio information.
Welcome back to our unfiltered conversation, Chai and Chat, where we've put together the voices of young women from South Asian backgrounds to talk about the different norms and struggles we see in South Asian communities and what we think about it. My name is Lynn and I'm your host today, here with my co-hosts.
Sorry. Hi guys, my name is Hosey.
Hi guys, my name is Ty.
Hi guys, my name is Just. Today we want to take a moment to appreciate our cultures, our family, and the way they show love and support, even when it's not always obvious.
That's right. From the way food plays a central role in our lives to the little things our parents do to help us succeed, let's take a moment to recognize the uniqueness of our cultures and express gratitude.
Before we get into the discussion, let's start with a quick reflection. What's one small but meaningful thing your family does for you or said to you that makes you feel cared for?
The thing I remember is my mom always says that I'll always be there for you even if I don't exist.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Aww. That's the sweetest thing ever.
So sweet.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love it when parents are like vocal about their feelings.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
Yeah, it's like so emotional. I'm like, Mom, your hair like for more 40 years and stuff. And I'm like,
oh.
Yeah. Sometimes I do that and then I'm like, you're here for another 100 years. I'm like, okay, that's a bit unrealistic.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. You're here for another like 50, 40 years or something.
You're here with me, Mom.
Yeah. Something my parents do for me that sort of makes me feel cared for is my mom cooks for me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever, you know, whenever I'm home or something and she's like, just she knows what I like, what I don't like, and she'll be like, oh, I cooked it how you like it. And I'm like, aww. This woman loves me.
Say it.
She loves me.
Aww.
And I think that's such a sweet feeling, because I'm like, oh, she made it just how I like it and not how dad likes it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's something from my end.
Honestly, mine's very similar to Hosey's. I'm honestly kind of a picky eater, so I think one of the best things is my family, they don't exclude me for not liking certain things, especially like desi dishes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like rice and stuff that much, or Thai. It's kind of bad, but yeah, they don't like exclude me for it. They always make things that I like, and anytime they make things, or if I ever mention something that I'm craving,
mm-hmm.
I swear they're going to make the exact same dish in the same week. And that's so sweet.
Oh,
of the times I come home from school and I go up to my mom and I love prawns. And I'm like, I really wish I had prawns right now. And then like the next day I'll come home from school and there's going to be like a fresh pot of prawns there. And I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, that's so sweet.
My parents are so weird like that.
Like, it's the little things, like the food. It really hits.
Yeah. You tell them you like them, like this certain thing once, and then they're like bringing it over all the time.
Especially my dad.
Dad, I love apples. And then the next day it's like apples in the house.
Yeah.
All you see is apples.
True. One of the biggest ways South Asian families express love is through food. No matter what's going on, a home-cooked meal is often the ultimate form of care.
And it's such a good way to bond too. Like, we may call dishes maybe in different names like pani puri, golgappa, pushka. But at the end of the day, it's all about sharing something that brings us together, regardless of which country origin we come from.
Yeah, and I think that food, like, when we talk about South Asia, it's such a big umbrella term, right?
Yeah.
But there's so many similarities that we still feel connected, but we still have different, you know, we're unique. Each culture is unique, but there's still so many similarities that we can bond over, you know, like pani puri or chai, you know?
Yeah.
So I think food is such a big part of who we are and how we represent or, you know.
Yeah.
Hold our culture, I guess.
Another way families show love is through education and career support. Parents are always looking for the best opportunities for us, whether it's through pushing us academically or making sure we have everything we need to succeed.
right? Like how they bring us snacks while we're studying and things, that's so sweet. Or even how they sacrifice their own comfort just so that we can have better opportunities.
Yeah, I think I remember a lot of the times, you know, like I'm up late at night, you know, trying to study or something, and my mom's like coming, she's like, are you okay? Do you need something? She's like whispering as if I'm asleep or something. I'm like, no, mom, I'm good. And just, you know, just that kind of care that parents give us, or, you know, family members give us when mm-hmm. we're going through like a test, internals, externals or something, and they're just like really there looking out for you and yeah. trying to make sure yeah. you're comfortable when you're studying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then again, at the same time, their idea of success can sometimes differ from ours, but like at the core of it, you know, there's often a deep level of support, even if it's not always expressed in the way we kind of expect it to. And this could, I think this is just simply because, you know, growing up in a different country, you know, with different values, mm-hmm. especially the values that, you know, most South Asian families have, mm-hmm. it sort of prioritizes a lot of academic success,
yeah,
right? But then I think, especially for me, this is for me, like growing up in Aotearoa, I think my definition of success is very different to what my parents' definition is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, now obviously we've found some middle ground to be like, mm-hmm. okay, a little bit of you, a little bit of me. But I know growing up it was like, how do I be successful for them, but also, you know, be successful for myself as well.
Yeah.
So I think it's that cultural difference that we see in Aotearoa, the diversity, all the different opportunities, and, you know, the different ways people can be successful. We kind of like learn or pick up, you know, how to be successful in different areas rather than just the mainstream ones that most South Asian families sort of lean towards.
One of the biggest things in South Asian cultures is that we don't just think about ourselves. We think about our decisions affect our families and communities.
This sense of belonging is so strong, whether it's in family gatherings, celebrations, or even in simple things like how we make decisions, we're always considering others.
I think it's just this weird thing that we see in South Asian culture. It's like that sense of like community, that like we got to do this together. Like if we're going out, like I know sometimes when we go out to celebrate something, my dad is always like, oh, let's invite them, like, you know, he wants everyone to be part of the celebration and not just us.
Yeah.
And it's such an odd thing. I'm like, what do you mean? It's like, this is for us. It's like, yeah, but you know, they're family. And I'm like, okay. Oh, like, okay, so back in Fiji, right? I'm from Fiji. Back in Fiji, it's so common for your neighbors to know each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, I'm like, hi, auntie. What do you do, auntie? She's like, come over, I made this. I'm like, okay. And then here, I'm like, my neighbors are not going to invite me over for tea or dinner.
Yeah, food, like, disconnects people. Mm-hmm. In my, like, country, people would be like, come here, we got like some food for you, mm-hmm. and you can like eat with your family, and some dinners that we could share our thoughts and stuff.
Yeah, like just like have a, even like a gossip session.
Yeah,
you know, like with your
yeah.
neighbor or something.
Yeah, but and like food conversations, we're like gossiping about that auntie, and the next day we're like going to that auntie's place to eat food. Yeah,
I remember when I went to India, I think this was like, I don't know, a few years back, right? So I was just sitting at the front area, whatever, right? And I see like this like uncle and like a bunch of cute little baby goats aww. Walk by.
Oh my gosh.
And then I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my gosh. And my mom's like, just go up to him, he'll let you pet it. So I just go up to him and I'm like, can I pet your goat, please? And then he's like, sure. And then I pet the little goats, and then he's like, oh, do you want to come over? I have so many more at my place. And turns out he was like our neighbor.
It
wasn't weird, he was our neighbor.
Okay. What do you mean this goat's at your house?
And I asked my mom, and she was like, yeah, I know that dude, just go over. And I go over, and I swear for like a whole week I would just go over to their house every single like evening, and I would just look at all their pets. They had like cute dogs, cats, it was adorable.
Yeah, like sometimes when we go to their place for sometimes eating food, and like we kind of, we're their family, we go there, go at their houses and play with their children, and because of that we like make our relationship even stronger, and we're like known as best friends after that.
I think like when I like hearing you guys talk about it, you know, I think that's why parents were so like they were so carefree mm-hmm. in their yeah. own country, mm-hmm. you know, because they were like, we know the neighbors, we know everyone in town, you know, you can go wherever, you have friends, this and that.
Yeah, yeah.
But because it's kind of different over here in Aotearoa, mm-hmm. You know, obviously you do see some level of connection and, you know, bonding, but it's not,
yeah.
it's not the same as... as, you know, back home,
yeah,
kind of,
yeah.
Where our parents grew up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think because they're not familiar with, like, neighbors and, yeah. you know, who's around us, we're more, they're more worried for us as well as kids.
Yeah.
yeah. They're like, no, don't go here. Like, you know, like, we don't know the area, this and that. Yeah. Or, you know, like,
yeah.
we're kind of worried. But back in our country, you know, that's just like, yeah. Because if you go there, your aunt lives there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even our aunt. It was just like some random lady they knew. And they're like, your aunt lives there.
Oh, yeah.
Or your cousins are there. Your brothers are there. I'm like, they're not my... I think for a really long time, I thought our family friend, like my dad's family friend's son was my cousin brother.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, my cousin brother, my cousin brother. And then I grew up and they're like... And I was like, oh, like, how are we related? And my dad's like, oh, he's just like a village friend. And I'm like... Oh, we're not related.
You know, like how Hosey said that you saw a random lady and you say, like, that's your aunt. And
yeah.
you did, yeah. So one time I went to a store where we were like buying shawarmas and stuff. And there was this South Asian lady that was like listening to our conversations with the shopkeeper. And she's like nodding and like smiling at the same time. And my mom started a conversation with her, and from there they became besties, and now we go to their houses and they're like, my mom called her over like this Sunday to eat food and stuff.
Yeah. Aww. Again, you know, that sense of community, like if you meet someone who, you know, you're close with or who shares the same culture or background as you,
yeah.
you're like, yeah, come over. Tea the other yeah. some other day.
It's always like, it's yeah. always like, oh my gosh, you're South Asian too?
Yeah. Like every time I'm somewhere and I'm like, oh wait, you're from Fiji? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, me too. Where in Fiji are you from?
Oh yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
And obviously the sense of community is amazing, but it also comes with the what will people say type of mentality. And often, like, you know, the fear of judgment with what the community might say or what our extended family might say can make us, can restrict us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it makes us scared to do things that we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. yeah. I agree, yeah. You know, like Time said, it's because there's this sense of, like, community and this, you know, extended family and everything, there's always that kind of thinking of, oh yeah, but like, what if you go out and this person sees you?
Oh yeah,
exactly.
Oh yeah, like, no, so long ago, I was like coming from school, and then I had like some things. My mom said, oh well, you shouldn't do that because some of your relatives or some people would see you, and mm-hmm. what would they say about you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, mom, they're not even here.
Yeah. I remember this one time I went out with my cousin, you know, we're both girls and everything, so we went out together, and I was staying at my uncle's house right at the time, and and someone, no idea who, right, no idea, someone saw me and my cousin and then saw a bunch of guys, apparently.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And he calls my uncle, and he's like, oh my god, they're here with a bunch of guys. And my uncle's like calling, and he's like, are you there with a bunch of guys?
Whoa.
You know? And no. I was like, no, it's just the two of us. I was like, we're not lying. But, like, you know, he was chill. He like, understood and everything. But I was just like, the fact that some, you know, some family members or some family friends went to that extent to
call your
yeah.
uncle.
Yeah.
Call my uncle. Like, they're hanging out here with the boys.
Yeah. But at the same time, our parents, like, care about us. Mm-hmm. They think that if you, like, follow us, you're not going to get called out, like, by yeah. some other relative. And mm-hmm. they, like, protect you in their yeah. way without yeah. telling us
yeah.
anything.
Yeah, because, like, it spreads really fast, mm-hmm. right?
It is.
Yeah. Like, yeah, everyone mm-hmm. will know about it, like,
yeah.
in a week or so.
Because we love gossiping
yeah.
and everything is
yeah.
But yeah, it's just that spread, you know, and I think parents just want to, like, make sure that we're not part of that drama.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
gossip session that aunties have, you know?
Yeah, because it's so hurtful
yeah.
when you think about it.
It is.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah,
it is. Like, yeah. Stop talking about what I'm doing.
Yeah. Like, talk about your own stuff, not us.
Yeah. It is sort of one of the downfalls of, you know, community, but, Yeah. I think at the end of the day, you know, you got to weigh it out and be like, okay, well, they're still there for us.
Yeah.
Because I know most times, especially when my sister was getting married, we had so much support from everyone in our extended family, in like our community.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was just crazy. I was like, oh my God, like I felt so loved. I was like, oh, these people are, they're like coming in. They're like, here, let me help with this. Let me help with this.
Yeah.
I'll help with cooking. I'll help with this. And I was like, yeah, okay. I love my
kids. Oh my God, I love it.
Like they care a bit in very odd ways.
Yeah.
It's just their love. They're like gossiping, but then loving you at the same time. Yeah. When they see you with boys, they're like protecting you in their other way.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you're going to be regretting that in the future, but be careful of yourself.
Yeah. It's just the norms that, you know,
the
core values that
there's
have.
A downfall and there's an upside to it as well.
You got to weigh it out.
Yeah. Oh, generations, like how food, like creating foods help family connect, and it goes like from generations.
Oh my God, yeah.
They're like, that they see parents give their child, and then the child gives to their child. Mm-hmm. And because of that, the food of generations goes from top to bottom and still goes on.
Yeah. And it's such a good way to bond as well.
Yeah.
You know? I know, but oh my God. So I try and, I'm really bad at cooking. My mom is very upset about that. and my mom cooks so well.
Oh, yeah.
And so when I'm trying to learn how to cook from her, the funniest thing she does is I'll be like, oh, mom, how much salt should I put in, right? And she says, eyeball it. So in Hindi, that's andaz se.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what is that? What do you mean andaz se? Like, what do you mean eyeball it? I don't know. Like, you gotta tell me. She's like, no, I just eyeball it.
Yeah, she just said that to me too. Like, every time my mom cooks and I'm like, mom, I need to put salt, but I don't know how to put. And she's like, oh, just put. And when she does it, she puts a lot. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's gonna be so salty. When I eat it, it's like at like perfect amount.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what we want to eat.
Me, when I put it in, I try and put little so that at least we can add on later.
Yeah.
It's not, like, too much.
Yeah, because of, like, food, we can also connect with family. Mm-hmm. They, like, teach us to, how to make foods, and then we pass it down to the other generation.
Like little secret family recipes.
Yeah. They're, like, bonding, but also not knowing we're bonding at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It creates more...
It's such a good kind of... practice to have.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you should learn how to cook food for your like upcoming family.
Yeah.
So they can learn from you.
Oh
yeah.
Anyways, I'm the worst cook ever.
Same. Nowadays I'm trying to cook foods and I'm like, mom, how do we make this and how do we make this? And like sometimes I surprise her from like, mama, I made some chicken things and you want to try it, and she's like, oh, this is so good. You know, like how those from generations, you like, it's some people have like their own taste and then they pass it like
the secret recipe.
Yeah, but sometimes like from different people, when you eat it, it's like different taste.
It's different, yeah.
Yeah. And my mom's like, oh my gosh, you got my taste. It's so good. But then I think, and I'm looking at my meal, and it's so black. And like I burned it.
She's trying to be supportive.
Yeah, she is.
So she's happy you cooked.
Okay, so, but yeah, definitely, I think the, you know, what will other people say mentality is definitely still kind of, you can still kind of see it in South Asian cultures. And this is probably something we'll touch on, you know, briefly in our upcoming episodes as well. So stay tuned for that, but... this brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you guys for staying with us this far.
Head over to our Instagram page, chai.chat, to win a $50 voucher. The instructions to our contests are on our Instagram page, so remember to do that. We love to see the different responses.
Yes, and just be mindful that these contests are open from April till June 2025. So if you're listening to this 5 years down the line, please don't try and enter our contest.
You're a little late.
Yeah, you're going to be disappointed, guys.
We can't help you then.
Yeah.
We also have our support services PDF file in our bio. The PDF file basically lists all the different support services that are available in Aotearoa, which might be useful for you to know, or a family member or a friend who might need it.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of our Unfiltered Conversations Chai and Chat. In this episode, we looked into how our cultures are unique, but blended with so much flavor.
And just to remind you, this is exactly why we are called Chai and Chat, because it represents the connection between all these different South Asian cultures, just like chai. They bring their own masalas and spices to the mix.
We also reflected on the support parents try to give their children in their own subtle ways, and the collective mindset that is so common in Desi communities. Previous and upcoming episodes are also available on the Shama Ethnic Women's Trust website and Spotify account, and of course the Planet FM website. You can find a link to these in our Instagram page, chai.chat.
So that's chai.chat, chai.chat.
Once again, thank you for joining in. I was your host today, Time, here with my co-hosts.
And I am Lynn.
And I am Jess.
And I am Hosey. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Unfiltered conversations. Chai and Chat bring open and honest discussions on relationships and mental health. Some topics may be sensitive or triggering. If you need support, please reach out to call or text 1737 New Zealand Telehealth Services for free 24/7 support from a trained counsellor or peer support worker. Contact Shama. Email crisis1@shama.org.nz for culturally responsive support. In an emergency, if you or someone else is at risk, call 111 police immediately. You are not alone. Help is available. All the information is above in our bio.
I demand them a tell them in the rest.